Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. When last we visited Pine Ridge, Mousy Gray had revealed that he was secretly in love with Snake Hogan's sister, Duffy. He considered Lum a rival, and therefore felt it his duty to engage Lum in a fight and to whip him. Well, Lum very obligingly helped Mousy get up enough nerve to strike the first blow. But that first blow landed on Lum's jaw and knocked him out. This prevented Lum from keeping a date with Duffy, which Snake had arranged for that evening. As we look in on the little community today, we find that Abner is looking after the Jot and Down store alone. A man with heavy whiskers has just entered. Listen.
Well, how do you do, sir?
How do you do?
What can we do for... Wait a minute. What are you doing with them whiskers on, Lum?
How do you know this was me?
Why? Well, on account of you look like you, I reckon. What are them whispers for? You going to be in a show or something?
Show?
Yeah, who's putting it on, the lodge?
Of course not. I'm just doing this for Snake Hogan.
For Snake Hogan? My dog, is that Snake has got you buffaloed, making you put on shows just special for him.
I ain't putting on no show for Snake. This is just a disguise, so he won't know me when he sees me.
Well, naturally, you're supposed to dress up and stuff when you're in a show, Lum. What kind of fella are you in at the pavilion?
Of course not.
Well, with that get-up on, I don't think you'd make a good hero, Lum. What's the name of the show?
For goodness sakes, Abner, I'm just wearing these whiskers so Snake won't find me and beat me up or shoot me for not going over to see Gussie last night like I was supposed to.
Oh, you never went over, huh?
No, I never.
Well, that's more like if our Snake called up over our place last night asking me if I'd saw you. He sounded awful mad, Lum. Awful mad.
Well, he was mad. I seen him carrying that gun around town looking for me.
Well, why didn't you go over? What, was he too busy practicing for the show?
Abner, there ain't gonna be no show.
There ain't? What's the matter? Was it called off?
Yeah, that's it. Called off.
Dad, blame it. I know Elizabeth and Pearl would love to show it. They just love shows. It's a shame, too, after you spent all last night rehearsing for it.
Abner, I never done no rehearsing for the show or nothing else. The reason I never went over to the Hogans' last night was on account of I had to stay home and put hot and cold packs on my jaw to try to keep the swelling down.
On your jaw?
Yeah, and I had to do it in the dark, too, so Snake wouldn't think I was home.
You mean your jaw swelled up where Mousy Gray hit you?
Mousy never hit me.
He never? Well, you said yesterday he did. Right when you come to, you told me that.
Well, I was still unconscientious then. I didn't know what I was saying. I just slipped and hit my head.
Yeah, well, you done that all right. Hit your head, but that was on the back of your head, Lum. You still got a big bump from that. Take off them whiskers there and let me see how bad your jaw looks.
Well, don't look so bad from the outside.
Don't, huh?
Mostly an internal injury, I think.
There.
Can you see where you hit me? Or where I fell?
Doggies, that is full up, ain't it? Well, now, I reckon where a little feller like Mousy got enough strength to hit you that hard.
I don't know. More than likely he done it with a hammer or some tool he picked up over at the mill.
He did, huh?
Yeah, them fellers at the mill more likely told him to take something like that with him. They put him up to this whole thing, you know.
They did?
Yeah, they joshed that poor little Mousy over there something terrible. Somehow, they found out he was secret in love with Gussie, so they agged
him. Mousy is in love with Gussie?
Why, sure. Didn't you know him?
Why, no. I never even know that he knew Gussie.
Well, he don't. That's the only way you can be in love with that woman.
Oh.
But Mousy called her his dream girl.
Dream girl?
Writes poetry about her and all that stuff.
For the land's sake.
So the fellas over the mill put the idea in his head that he ought to come over here and whip me because I was his rivals.
Well, I do know. Well, you never told me nothing about that yesterday, Lum.
We're still unconscientious, I tell you.
Oh.
Granny, he likes to kill me with that sledgehammer or whatever it was he hit me with.
My doggy's Mousy Gray in love with Gussie.
You got the limit?
Well, I reckon how he ever come to get an idea like that.
I don't know. He seen her picture of her, or seen her once or twice at Sunday school or something, and he just had an idea that he's in love with her.
Well, I do know. I bound you them mill hands hear him saying something about her, and they knowed about Gussie being his dream woman. No wonder they's joshing him. That's funny, you know.
Yeah, but they go too far with a thing like that. Ain't nothing funny about getting a feller to go over and hit another one with a big iron crowbar.
Iron crowbar?
Well, whatever it was he used on me. Granny, them mill hands are going to josh Mousy into a heap of trouble one of these days. You mind what I tell you?
Yeah, they are.
They've already got me in trouble with Snake Hogan. Has he been around looking for me?
Well, he come in once early this morning.
Was he toting the gun?
Oh, yeah. He talked like he's awful mad too long.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Who's that coming?
Huh?
Tell him I ain't here, Abner. Tell him I went to Latvia or Mexico.
Well, wait a minute. Don't get excited. Come on back here. That's just Cedric.
Huh?
Cedric? He won't ask you for nothing, is he?
Oh. Well, don't tell him nothing about Mousy knocking me out. I don't want that to get all over town.
Oh, no, I won't tell him nothing.
That would be the limit, letting Mousy clump me.
Yeah, well, what did Cedric ask about your jaw being pulled up there?
Oh, tell him I hit myself with a stove lid while I was baking the bread today. Tell him anything. I don't
stove lid, huh? Yeah, mind that way. Here he comes.
Well, howdy, Cedric.
Yeah, come on in, Cedric.
Hello, Mr. Abner. Hello, Mr. Lum. Say, they're getting ahead of us over there at Cherry Hill.
Getting ahead of them?
Yes, Mom. They're right up to date over there.
Cherry Hill?
Yeah, they're putting in street lights over there now so they can have a blackout.
For the land sakes. Well, that beats anything I ever heard of. I dog is home. We got to do something around here, too.
What matters your jaw, Mr. Lum?
Oh, he hit himself with a stove lid this morning, Cedric.
Well, don't go telling stuff you don't have to tell, Abner.
Huh?
Stove lid?
Yeah, done it while he's baking the bread.
What about you hit yourself, Mr. Lum?
Hit right there on the jaw. See where it's swole up there?
Oh, the dead brain. That must be right in the same place where Mousy Gray hit you.
Mousy?
Yes, Mom.
How did you know that, Cedric?
I heard it down there at the barber shop this morning. Everybody's talking about it.
They are?
Oh, my goodness.
That Mousy sure is a fighter, ain't he?
Oh, yeah. One lick, he knocked Lum clean out.
Oh, shut that, man.
Well, it's the truth, ain't it?
It was an accident. Mousy's too little and light to hurt a fly.
Well, Mousy never said it was no accident. He said he done it on a purpose.
He did?
Yes, Mom. Told me all about it.
Fanny, is he going all over town blabbing everything?
Yes, Mom. I seen him just a little bit ago on his way over to the Hoganses.
The Hoganses? Doggy, he actually got up nerve enough to go over and meet his dream woman at last, Mom.
I don't know nothing about that. He just said he's going over there and whip Mr. Snake.
Well, what Snake?
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's them mill hands again, Abner. They are putting him up to this about you.
Just as sure as the world.
More than likely, they told Mousy that Snake was again him being in love with Gussie.
Just about what they done, just to get him to start a fight with him.
Them fellas is going to fool around and get Mousy into trouble. Now, you watch what I tell you.
Well, he's done into it. If he's going over there, he can't whip Snake Hogan.
Of course he can.
Well, he's the worst fighter in town.
That Snake will beat the everlasting daylights out of him.
Sure.
Tear him into little bitty pieces. Granny, we got to stop that, Abner. Cedric, how long did you see Mousy?
Oh, I don't know, about a half hour ago, I reckon.
Uh-oh. Too late to stop him, then.
Yeah.
Get out of the way, Abner. I'm going to call Gussie and tell her to get Snake out of the house.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Lum. You can't call over there. They'll find out where you're at.
I can't help it, Abner. I got to do this.
Well, Lum, that Snake will come over here with a gun and shoot this whole place up.
Can't worry about that now. Since that a terrible thing like this happened to Mousy, I don't care if he did clump me yesterday.
Poor little feller.
Strange. I hope we ain't too late.
Oh, well, I hope not too.
They don't answer the phone. They must be fighting right now.
Ring them again. Maybe their batteries are down, Lum. Give them a hard ring. Poor little mouse. Them fellas over there are...
Oh, hello, is Gussie there? Oh, this is Gussie. Well, this is Lum.
He's making a mess.
Lum Edders. Well, Gussie, Mouse is coming over there to your place. Huh? Oh, yes. Down there, huh?
Uh-oh, too late.
Out cold. Oh, my goodness. Well, are you sure the jaw's actual busted?
Oh, poor little Mousy.
You what? Oh, not sure enough. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm glad to hear it. Cedric's got a car. I'll send him over. No, he'll be glad to. Now, don't you worry, Gussie. He'll be right there. All right. Goodbye.
Is he hurt bad, Long?
Cedric, get in your car and drive over to the Hogan's and pick up Mousy and Gussie and take them into the county seat right away.
This
morning? Is Gussie going with him to the hospital?
Hospital? They ain't going to the hospital. They're going to the courthouse.
Courthouse?
Yeah, Mousy knocked Snake out cold and busted his jaw. Now him and Gussie want to elope and get married. Hurry up, Cedric. Get going.